Another powerful tool that Satan has in his arsenal of subtle weapons is to try to induce us to presumption, to presuming on God. Oh, I know the Lord is gracious and he will forgive me. I'll just do it. Satan often tempts us to this presumption. That's the opposite of doubt, doubting God, doubting that you are God's son. Presumption says, I am God's son or daughter, and so I know God will forgive me, and I'll just go ahead and carry through with this temptation. I'm not saying that God won't forgive you, but this is what I am saying. Presumption is very dangerous. And Satan tempted Jesus to presume on God. Listen to what he says. When Satan brought him to the pinnacle of the temple, Luke 4, verse 9, and he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you should dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, You shall not tempt the Lord your God. You see, Satan even quoted scripture from the Old Testament. God will take care of you. He'll bear you up. Go ahead and test him. But Jesus would not test God. He would not presume upon God. He would not presume upon the grace of God. We cannot dare to presume either. Believe God. Don't believe Satan. Don't test God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that at no time would I ever dare to test you. Please, Lord God, I pray, lead me in the right way. Strengthen my heart in all that's right and good. And when temptation comes, Lord, help me never to presume against your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.